I think it's very important to Zimbabwe, and it's actually going to help this economy. Because if you look at it now, we have got quite a number of issues whereby we are not getting full value of our resources. By so saying, I'm actually highlighting on the issue of exporting raw material. We are exporting quite a number of products in raw form as compared to turning them or to beneficiate them. So as a result, we are actually exporting commodities and products at a very low market rate or at very low prices. Simply they will be in form of raw material. So if we are to industrialize, if we are to actually add value to these commodities like minerals and quite a number of our natural resources.
Mr. Chitambara, can Zimbabwe benefit from this SADC industrialization roadmap?
It can benefit, I think, depending also on the levels of political will and commitment to address the structural issues that are affecting industrialization. Mind you, in 1980, just after independence, Zimbabwe inherited the second most diversified industrial sector in sub-Saharan Africa. It's a sector that has been built on clear import substitution industrialization policies that were implemented by the Rhodesian government. So I think what is very, very important is for our leadership to be very, very committed. And by committed, it's not just committed in word, but also committed in deed.
Mr. Norupiri, yep. This is a concern to many SADC citizens that leaders have been talking and they have not been walking the talk. What is different now?
I think now everyone is beginning to realize that we now need to start implementing, whereby if you look at even the president of Zimbabwe himself, he has been going around even in the African Union summit. He actually highlighted the issue of beneficiation. And now in the SADC region, it has been highlighted again by the president. It looks like some of the leaders who didn't have that in mind before are now buying the idea. So as a result, I'm sure our SADC leaders now, they are actually very serious about the issue because there is a serious economic decline within the SADC region. We have got quite a number of countries whereby some countries they are actually turning themselves into warehouses or supermarkets of other countries. So this imbalance is the one which has got to be addressed by the issue of industrialization, which I strongly believe now. If you look or if you listen at some of the speeches being done by our SADC regional leaders within their own countries, they are actually highlighting and singing exactly the same song of industrialization. So personally, I think our leaders are now very serious about it, and they are ready and prepared to implement.
Mr. Chitambara, is it not ironic that SADC leaders are meeting in Harare and the citizens are fighting on the streets of Johannesburg and Durban?
Yeah, I think it's quite ironic, and it also goes to show the levels of the unevenness actually in terms of development within the region. I think that's the problem again now, that there are two different levels of economic development. So what has tended to happen is that citizens from less developed countries have been flooding to South Africa.